Yes, where am I at? I got my 17-year-old daughter that's from my first marriage living with me and my new wife now because I didn't have enough shit in my life and I wanted to have a 24-hour cock block living in my house. That's the way it is. I'm on the road, I miss my wife, I'm feeling romantic, come home, I buy her flowers, I'm lighting candles in the bedroom, a little music playing, and then I hear my kid in the hallway going, "You're not my real mom, I don't have to do what you say." And I'm in the bedroom like, it's scary having a 17-year-old, totally different world than when I grew up. I mean, she went to a party, came home, I said, "How was it?" She said, "Dad, there were girls there that were playing this game where they wear different color lipsticks and they go down on a guy and whoever gets the lowest color's the winner. Like there's a loser in this game." And I tell one of my friends and he goes, "You let your daughter go to parties like that?" I said, "I didn't know it was that kind of party." And he said, "Well, aren't you afraid she's doing that too?" And I said, "Nah, she would never do that." He said, "How do you know?" "Well, I know her mom. If she's anything like her mother, she wouldn't be able to find that party with MapQuest." Her mom was from Omaha, Nebraska, a real Midwest girl, and the kind of girl that wanted to wait until the honeymoon night before she told me she was never going to blow me, which is a nice time to find out. And she didn't, not even on the honeymoon, and I'm not going to ask for it. It's not good when you ask, and you can't make her do it because then you got to get a lawyer. So I figured, here's what I'll do. I'll just do her first and get her all revved up and everything, and then maybe she'll reciprocate. And that's one of the disadvantages of having a positive attitude. So we're in bed, I'm kissing my way down her stomach, and I turn my body in and swing my hips around, so I'm like dangling over her face, because I'm a fucking idiot. And you know, I'm thinking that she thinks the way I do, and she's like, "Hey, there's a dick, maybe I'll suck it." Yeah. You know, that didn't come out right. That's not what I would do. Yeah, that'd be a great thing to do in front of your wife, I'm sure. "Hey, honey, watch this." "You don't see me gagging."
"I'm gonna break through your nose. Uh-oh, no, her fucking choking on it."
Yeah, like she's gonna stay to listen to that whole thing. Yeah, my daughter. "I'm gonna go to the movies with my friends." I said, "Yeah, who, the girls from the blowjob contest?" She said, "Dad, it's a movie. What could happen at the movies?" What could happen at the movies? When I was your age, I remember poking a hole in the bottom of the popcorn cup and sticking my dick up in there. And that's why your Uncle Jeff doesn't talk to me. And my daughter, you know, she comes home from school. She's telling me shit that I didn't know when I was 17. I don't know what she's talking about now. I see a picture of her with two of her girlfriends and these three guys. They all go to high school together, and they're all doing this hand signal thing. Oh, you know what that is? I thought it was a gang thing, and she said, "A gang thing? No, you don't know what that is." It's the shocker. This is the shocker. And I found out how it got its name, because when your little girl comes home and tells you that that means two in the pink and one in the stink, it's pretty fucking shocking. I didn't have the heart to tell her that her mom was six in the pink and five in the stink, but... because that takes a lot of maneuvering and an open-minded next-door neighbor. Two in the stink and one in the pink. Fuck, I'm 58. At my age, you don't know which the pink and which the stink is gonna be until you get down there. And you didn't need to know that, did you? Gives you something to look forward to when you're growing up.